Are they coming for us now?
No, the Red Sashes are bringing the condemned their last meal. Our fellow prisoners can smell the goodies. That's why they're making such a fuss.
Must smell pretty damn good, then.
Compared to raw rat butthole, anything smells good.
Four Red Sashes approach the outside of the cell. One held a pair of big ceramic bowls. One held a pair of glass bottles. Two carried scatterguns. The gunners poked their shouldered weapons through the bars, giving the food bearers cover as they unlocked and opened the door and set the trays on the floor. Ryan did a visual inventory from the far side of the cell. Whole roasted chickens, potatoes, maybe tomatoes, some other vegetables, and beakers of something red to drink, probably wine. After leaving the food within reach, the Red Sashes backed out of the cell and shut and relocked the door. They didn't stick around to watch the condemned eat. They left without uttering a word. Ryan could smell the food from 10 feet away, and it smelled wonderful. He wasn't the only one who caught wind of it. As soon as the food bearers took their leave, dozens of rats came hipping and hopping down the corridor. They milled anxiously just beyond the bars, wanting to rush in and have it, but they were afraid of the light and the prisoners inside. Ryan hadn't eaten for a very long time. He hadn't eaten well for even longer. He made a beeline for the food before the rats summoned up the necessary courage. With his bare hands, he ripped a leg and thigh from one of the chicken carcasses, and with the juices running down his forearm, was about to stuff most of it into his mouth when Chucho grabbed his arm.
Don't eat it.
What? Because they spit in it? Who gives a damn?
No. They added las opiatas, morfina, drugs to make us weak as kittens, so we don't try to escape, and so we don't fight so hard when they torture us.
Fucking fire blast.
Ryan tossed the untouched chicken back into the bowl in disgust.
I figured they'd want us screaming in pain. Screaming is always a big crowd pleaser.
Oh, we would still scream. We'd scream our heads off. The drugs don't stop a person from feeling pain. You still feel everything they do to you. You just can't do anything about it. It makes the victims easier for the executioners to move around, like meat puppets with lungs.
Chucho used a foot to nudge the bowls even closer to the bars until they were actually touching them. Then he backed away. He motioned for Ryan to move with him to the rear of the cell. Sensing their opportunity, the bravest of the rats moved in. In a minute or two, they were eating in a competitive frenzy, and their fellows, in droves, were scampering down the corridor to join them. It didn't take long. Ryan watched as rats started falling over, one by one. The growing mass of the fallen didn't stop those behind from sampling the food. Soon, the bowls and a surrounding section of stone floor were covered by a pile of furry, unconscious bodies. Chucho approached Ground Zero, which sent the still-hungry survivors scurrying out of the cell and down the hall. He started gathering up the rats, two by two. Using threads from his garment, he securely tied their tails together and then flipped them back out in the corridor. He worked quickly, giving the impression this was not the first time he had pulled the trick. He cinched his knots tight, making a critter with 8 legs and 2 heads, legs and heads pointing in the opposite direction.
When they wake up, won't they be surprised? They won't be able to bite their tails off to escape. To get away, they'll try to kill one another. If one of them succeeds, it will have to drag the corpse of the other behind it.
Okay. When is our execution going to happen?
Who knows? Things never happened on time here, even before the Matachin showed up. The Red Sash traitors are very disorganized. There is too much to be done in preparation, and they are probably still busy drinking to get up their courage to watch us die. They have to set up security along the parade route.
But if they take us to the city in separate trucks, it'll make escape much more difficult.
They won't do that. 2 trucks would be harder to protect. More work.
Are they coming back for the plates?
I don't think so. Listen. I think it's time. They are coming for us. We have to pretend we're drugged. Keep your head down and don't make any fast movements. Keep to the shadows as much as you can. Do whatever they tell you, but do it slowly.